That's right, we're back. Here we go. Niños and niñas, señores and señoritas, luchadores and luchadores, check this out right now on the brand new trending topics ever. It is LuChat. LuChat is the podcast that chats all about the happenings within Lucha Underground. And I am the host, Finn Fish, and man, am I so fucking glad Lucha Underground is back. And man, I've been busy. I've been keeping myself busy. So what have I been up to? You know, I have other podcasts on the brand new Trinity Topics Network, such as What's on Fight, where me and my co-host, Mr. Fourth Row, just watches random combat sports provided by the Fight app. And we just, you know, have it in a podcast form and tell you everything you want to know about it. I did Odds on Mania, which I, you know, using the betting odds or overseas betting. We see if you should take these bets or not, and if you want to bet some friends or win some little parlays, which you should do in that regard. And we did one after Mania where I knew I cleaned up because I'm pretty good at this stuff. And I did some other shows. I did a show with Donald Trump from Freak Show Wrestling. So, you know, I'm always on the Trending Topics Network spewing out something when Lucha Underground is not around. And, yeah, so that's pretty much, I've been keeping myself busy. How about you guys? What you guys been up to? Oh, man, you've been up to some nasty stuff over there. I ain't even going to touch that. But, yeah, just so glad to have this Lucha Underground back in the fold, back to talk about it. Just, it's so fun to watch, to be around. It's just, like I said, it's something cool, something different to, you know, to hold. We don't have that much Lucha news, and I try to avoid the Lucha news because it's just like Son of Havoc talking on a podcast about whatever, whatnot. But I did find something that was pretty cool on the Lucha news that we have. Is about Jeffrey Cobb, known as the Monster Matanza Cuarto. He's saying when he had his WWE tryout, he was much smaller. He was about pretty much bigger than a 205 guy, live guys. But, you know, about 220, I think. So he was technically still really a cruiserweight. But the WWE told him to bulk up some. And what he did was something phenomenal because he's bulked up a lot more than expected, which is good. I mean, I'm glad that had happened for him. I think I dropped this last time we talked about Lucha Underground here. But Kevin Cross, who's just was at the time the FSW World Champion, that's Future Stars Wrestling, based here out of Las Vegas. And he signed with Lucha Underground, which he'd been signed with, but just in case you guys didn't know that, he has signed with Lucha Underground. And right now, he was tearing it up down in AAA, just taking out the whole gamut of people, because Johnny Mundo, who's been on fire in AAA, he has captured three single titles in AAA. He was the Latin American champion, and they put him in the ring with Tejano, who was the mega champion, and in the ring with I want to say King Cuerno, but it's not, is El Hijo del Fantasma, who was their like cruiserweight champion. And all the belts were online, and Johnny Mundo snuck him out, so he is holding three AAA titles at this time. And the last episode I seen, Killer Cross, they call him down there, was beating up on everyone, beat up the ref, beat up this, had a good match in the main event versus Psycho Clown, beat Psycho Clown fair up. But then matches earlier in the night, people were brawling around, they brawled into the ring, and during the match it happened, they were brawling around, and then he finally picked up the win. And after the match, he was just taunting all the luchadors and everyone else out there, so they jumped them. Even the good guys and bad guys jumped them. The good guys in the ring jumped them, threw him out. Kevin Cross thought he got away, he was outside with the Rudos, and Rudos threw him back in, and everyone just slid in and started beating that ass. But that's a pretty big spot down in AAA. And, you know, like I said, we don't do much in the regards of Lucha news because I don't want spoilers. And since I've been gone, I lost all my good spoiler free sites. We'll get those back very soon, but man, I'm feeling it. You feeling it? So let's hit my fight music as we get into season 3, episode 20, titled All Night Long Again. We start off this episode with Matt Stryker and Vampiro welcoming us to the temple as they break down the rules to the All Night Long match. And in our main lucha of the night, it is the Mac taking on the Lucha Underground World Champion, Johnny Mundo, in an All Night Long match. Pretty much the rules of this match is whoever has the most pinfalls by the airing of this episode will be the winner of the match. So it's like an Iron Man match, but you know, it's, you know, really no set time at the beginning. It's just until the episode ends, which is a good concept, because you know, starting off, so it this is a good concept. Let me break this down right now, because there's no start time, so it could have been an hour in, it could have been 2 hours in, and they don't have a clock displayed, so the timing is always how they make it out to be. So really, you know, if you're in the crowd, or if they have to re-edit something or do something like that, this helps out with that situation. I really like the job that Vampiro and Mike Stryker does about breaking down each individual's person's special attack moves, saying that really Malik is built for close combat, where Johnny Mundo does not have like more explosive moves, but he does need a little bit of timing in between each move to hit off his signature style moves. So which one would this favor? The guy that has more of the long range moves and the guy that has more close range moves. And they broke down each guy's signature moves, especially like the Moonlight Drive or the End of the World for Johnny Mundo, and the Mac using that stunner, using a few very other moves. And his long range move would be the pounce that he uses. But then we get Vampiro breaking down how the Mac was a hard working man to work up to the spot, and where we get them playing that Johnny Mundo is just a rich boy who didn't have to do anything to get into this position that he's in, just using his wealth and his knowledge, which, you know, is fine by me, where which way you get there, as long as you get there, right? But this is a great match. It got me early and it got me good. Let's go into the first pinfall as we get Johnny Mundo hitting the Moonlight Drive on the Mac. 1-2, not enough. We get now Johnny Mundo getting the Mac well placed for the End of the World, sets it up. The Mac gets up, beats Johnny Mundo to the punch. They're both on the top ropes. Johnny Mundo's evading some punches as he's, you know, jumped down from the ropes. He hooks, you know, grabs the Mac's leg, making him fall off of the ropes. And he's in perfect lying position for the Moonlight, for the End of the World, I should say. And he hits it. 1-2-3. Mundo picks up the first pinfall in this match. Let's now jump to the second pin of the night as we get Johnny Mundo just taking it to the Mac. The Mac has no answers for what Johnny Mundo is doing. Johnny Mundo lays the Mac out near the ropes, and he's looking for it again. The Moonlight Drive. You know, Johnny Mundo's taking a little bit of time to set up this move, but he goes for it. And as he jumps, the Mac, you know, grabs him for a roll-up. But the Johnny Mundo reverses that roll-up into a Mahi Straw Cradle, rolls him up, and then puts a little extra weight. As that, he grabs the ropes. 1-2-3. Johnny Mundo is up 2-0 on the Mac. The crowd is on their feet trying to back the Mac as he is down 2-0 with Johnny Mundo just lurking and just beating the Mac down. And Mac finally gets the upper hand when these two are outside the ring. Now, Johnny Mundo is thrown back into the ring by the Mac. The Mac hits a big time exploder suplex that throws Johnny Mundo all the way to the ring apron. Johnny Mundo climbs up and goes for a springboard, but the springboard cross body, the Mac catches him, rolls through, picks him up in the, you know, the cradle into a power bomb. 1-2-3, and the Mac picks up a pin. Now it's Johnny Mundo 2 and the Mac 1. trust me, people, there is a lot of action in between these pinfalls. I want you to get out there and watch Lucha Underground. But let's get into the next pin as we see Johnny Mundo perched on the top rope. As the back is standing outside the ring, Johnny Mundo hits a corkscrew dive, plancha, whatever you want to call it. And it seems like he just tweaked his knee upon landing. Marty Elias, the referee, is like, hey, what's up? You know, you get Morrison back into the ring. And the ref is calling for some ambulance and people. The Mac is still trying to go on the attack, but the ref keeps pushing him away. And, you know, we get the ambulance to bring in a board to carry out Johnny Mundo. The announcers are selling as if he's hurt. The Mac goes over to shake Johnny Mundo's hand as if it was a good match and he can't go on. And the Mac looks distraught. He turns his back and Johnny Mundo pops up, hits the Mac really quick, and just brings him over to the board, the gurney, whatever you want to call it, and hits just a simple but powerful DDT for the 1-2-3. Johnny Mundo is up 3-1 on the Mac. And now Johnny Mundo's like, I'm gone, as he's running away from the Mac. As now he's up a little bit, the Mac is just pissed. He grabs this gurney board and chases after Johnny Mundo. Johnny Mundo makes it up to the stepway of the temple. The Mac finally is getting the upper hand on him. He beats him down, straps him to this gurney, and sends him down the steps. It is outrageous. The crowd is loud cheering. Holy shit. Now I'm with them on this. The Mac is not done as he makes his way down there. Johnny Mundo is still strapped to the board. The Mac just flips the board over on it, like tips it over, you know, head over tea kettle. Bam. And Johnny Mundo looks out for real. And we get the Mac unstrapping Johnny Mundo from the board. The Mac tosses in Mundo. Mundo just goes in. He looks like he's dead. Mundo finally staggers to the feet, but the Mac calls it. He's doing the bird. He's doing all he can. He's calling for the Mac stunner. Hits it on Johnny Mundo. 1-2-3. And with another pinfall is the Mac. So the score is 3 for Johnny Mundo and 2 for the Mac. And with that exchange of events, Johnny Mundo is still up by 1 point. So he's, you know, running and reeling, and he gets underneath the ring on one side. The Mac is trying to search for him, and as he sees what we are supposed to believe is Johnny Mundo give call off underneath the ring and run off. The Mac gives chase. The cameras don't, because Johnny Mundo pops off underneath the ring. Johnny Mundo grabs a candlestick, as we see eventually on the other side, PJ Black is being chased by the Mac. The Mac does not know this yet, as they're about to get into the ring, and Johnny Mundo hits the Mac with a nice candlestick shot. I like it a lot. And they just start beating down the Mac, being PJ Black and Johnny Mundo, the Worldwide Underground. And we see, for some odd reason, I don't know, I don't think they had a feud with these guys. I guess they did take their titles. No, I don't know why, but we get Son of Havoc with two Kindle sticks in hand coming down to help out the Mac. And I like this a lot. This is pretty funny. From the steps, we see Son of Havoc jump over two Kindle sticks of what the PJ Black and Johnny Mundo are carrying. And he has two, and he starts laying to waste these guys. But eventually they get the upper hand again. And Johnny Mundo and PJ Black are now stalling for time. And they're asking the band for, you know, hey, you know, new music. And damn, Johnny Mundo sounds winded as he gives out the weakest, you know, yeah, man, I did even weaker than he did. And that was just on purpose, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, celebrating. And one of the, you know, the announcers might say, hey, the maraca dancers dropping the maracas. And comes here, in comes some maracas, as it is known to be Sexy Star helping out the Mac. They eventually get to take out Johnny Mundo and, you know, PJ Black, and they take PJ back to the back, being Sexy Star and Son of Havoc. And all alone, finally, again, we get the Mac beaten down on Johnny Mundo. He picks him up on the apron. You guys are on the apron. We see some well-placed tables right there, and the Mac hits basically a running tombstone through the tables. Damn, that looked super, super fucking cool. I can't believe it. The crowd in Lucha Underground gets it. They're chatting. I was in it once. I went to two episodes, you know, one sitting, but two episodes of Lucha Underground. You see me, I was in episodes 1 and 2 of season 2, but I digress. Let's get back into this action, though. The Mac eventually rolls Johnny Mundo into the ring, and 1, 2, 3. It's all tied up at 3 as Johnny Mundo and the Mac have 3 points apiece. Now let's roll into the finale of this match, where it's tied 3-3 with Johnny Mundo taking on the Mac in an all night long match. And Melissa Santos, who I cussed out, I didn't mention that, I cussed her out in person for not doing something, but that's another story for another day. And we get her just 5 minutes left, and these two combatants are just going right back at it. We get Johnny Mundo bringing in a table. We get the Mac bringing back a ladder, and the clock is ticking as these two are just slugging it out. And finally, the Mac gets the upper hand on Johnny Mundo with a minute left. We see the Mac looking to the skies, looking to the top of that ladder as he just goes up there and climbs, and he hits a big time splash on Johnny Mundo. 1, 2, ding, ding, ding. The time has expired. It is a draw with Johnny Mundo retaining his Lucha Underground world title. But we get Derek Cotto popping out of his office like, oh, hell no, that's not how we ended here. No. What we're going to do is next week, we're going to have another match, a continuation basically of this match. And if it has to go all night long again, it will. And that's pretty much it. They go off the air. No other storylines except for the ones that had happened. No backstage stuff, which is pretty cool. But didn't the show just end in a tie? So I guess it's a tie. But probably for the people who were there watching, it wasn't a tie. It was pretty cool. Event, because they probably got to watch this one the next show. Hopefully they have to return the next day or anything like that. But what a great match. Oh, one thing I did forget to tell you in the recap is that when the Mac was laid out from PJ Black and Johnny Mundo before Son of Havoc came down and, you know, beat up the PJ Black and Johnny Mundo, he ran over to the Mac to try to wake him up, try to revive him. And he bangs on Derek Cotto's door for something. Derek Cotto answers. He's yelling at him, and Derek Cotto has him a water. And Son of Havoc's like, no, come on, bro. And then Derek Cotto goes back and he leaves, and he goes back to the door with two beers in his hand. I think it's Keystone Lights, or I forget. But Son of Havoc is pleased with this as he takes the beers and pours them on the Mac, and the Mac is just rejuvenated. I forgot about that part, but it was pretty fun. Overall, a great episode of Lucha Underground. The crowd of Lucha Underground is so into the matches. They're chanting Return of the Mac. A lot of good stuff. And I just like it, man. Nothing like it. I've been watching a lot of wrestling, you know, doing What's on Fight. Nothing compares to that good old Lucha Underground. The reason I started doing my own single podcast is because Lucha Underground and the passion I have for it. But this week, we're going to keep it short and sweet. Next week, we're going to have a lot of stuff. We're going to have the, hopefully, we have the ratings for this episode, some more Lucha news, what's going on some of the characters, if you know, find these websites I've been to. But first off, let's take the 5 types of cool. And in New Orleans, she gets the interviews from. And I didn't want to do interviews when Lucha Underground was on hiatus. I really don't like doing that stuff. You know, when it's on, it's on. If it's off, it's off. So, you know, maybe if you guys want them, you know, but it's just like random, like a random episode of Lou Chat in the middle of nowhere. When the show is back, we're back. So I could probably just save them, but, you know, we'll figure something out. But, you know, she got some good interviews lined up. She has some great ones. I was like, oh my gosh, let me brush up on my Spanish for this guy, because I know he's more or less, you know, he's got to have an interpreter, but can't get into any more of that stuff. I want to thank my co-host on What's on Fight. Just, man, this guy does a lot of work. I'm like, oh, slow down. Give me a break, bro. Damn. We got t-shirts. We got a lot of orders coming in. If you want to get one, just hit me up. It is simple, easy to do. I'm going to let you know right now because we got to. if you want to chat, it is with me, Finfish SCU on Twitter. FinFishSCU@gmail.com. We have the chat line. Yes, right. 702-803-2428. 702-803-2428. Where you can chat with me about Lucha Libre or anything regarding wrestling. Because, you know, I'm like that. But we got some great, fantastic other things for you to review, to view, listen to on this very network. One is What's On Fight, the podcast that watches random combat sports provided by the Fight app. We got European Uppercut, a European perspective of American pro wrestling. We got WrestleCast. It's now live. Same people, same things, but it's all live now, which is great new concept. Check them out. We got the Spanish Announce Table. Slamming your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge. We got Wrestling Cheers. Hanging with Heavy. NFL Easy Picks. You want to get some picks in? You want me to put in a bet for you? Go ahead. Hit me up and I could do so. We got the CFL Easy Picks. Legends of Siren FM. Eurovision Showcase. The Texas Experience. All beers inside. STFU. Odds On, where I get your betting odds on the big show so you can win some money from your friends. Got Select a Cart. Squabble Box Cast. You know, they're working out the name, but it's going to be great. And so much more. I throw up random podcasts here and there. You know, people want to test some new stuff out, see how it feels, and they put it out there. So stay tuned always to the Trending Topics Network to find brand new episodes of your favorite podcasts and maybe some new ones here and there. But I am so glad you had one of the chat. Fuck, shit, man. I'm so glad Lucha Underground is back and you had one to chat with me about it. And now that we luchated, adios. Peligrosa.
Todos quieren saber cuando yo voy a volver, pero no vuelvo a caer en tus brazos otra vez. Mentiras, babe, ¿cuántas veces dije que te amé? Mentiras, babe, yo no, yo no. Mentiras, babe, ¿sabes que no te arriesgo? Mentiras, babe. Orgulloso sí lo soy, sin saber pa' dónde voy. En las calles de parranda, chase en las minifaldas. Con la cara de güey, en mi mente como rey. Tequila sobredosis, mujeriegos mi psicosis. Mentiras, babe, ¿cuántas veces dije que te amé? Mentiras, babe. Mentiras, babe, sabes que por ti me arriesgo bien. Mentiras.